see yourself in 20 years? That's a question I kind of think about sometimes. In 20 years, I'll be 46. I'm 26 now, and I'm already a little peppery gray on the side of my hair. And you know, people tell me that's a Latin thing. That's a kind of a Mexican thing, that we get gray at a young age. But I don't know. I think that me personally, I overthink things, and I kind of stress out a bit about stuff. And that kind of, you know, that kind of stress kind of over time has given me gray hair prematurely. But in 20 years, I see myself gray. Probably dyeing my hair to make myself look young so I can, you know, keep my woman happy. But a couple of kids. Still married to the same woman I'm marrying. I don't know. I think what you got to ask yourself more importantly is, where do you see yourself in the next 20 minutes? If it's doing what you're doing now, which is probably what I like doing, and that's just kind of lounging, laying around somewhere, then I don't know. I think you might want to rethink that. Because I think no matter what, no matter where you are in life, and no matter what you do, you know, work, school, you know, sports, arts, whatever, there's always time to be doing something other than sleeping. I mean, your body needs to sleep, but I mean, you can always be doing something. And I think people have a misconception about what it is to rest. Because my major excuse for not doing anything is that, man, I'm tired, I want to rest. But if you think about it, you know, what is the definition of rest? What is it? I mean, is it your body that's fatigued, or is it your mind that's fatigued? Because I've been in a position where I'm tired. I'm super tired. I don't want to do anything, but my body isn't tired. It's really my mind that's fatigued. And all I want to do is, like, I don't want to think about anything, but my body's itchy. I can't lay down. When I do lay down and shut my eyes, I'm antsy. I scratch. I move around. I kick my feet. You know, I punch my pillow. I kick my blankets off. I'm hot. I'm cold. Like, whatever. But I think it's my mind. But anyway, I think that when it comes to stuff like that, you can busy yourself with something that'll keep your body occupied, but your mind not so much. So, like I don't know, like a video game or reading a book. Nah, reading a book's kind of on the mind, huh? I don't know. But, I mean, it's a good question. It even stumps me myself. I'm trying to answer a question that I don't think I have the answer to. But kind of talking about it and kind of just putting it out there gives you kind of like a retrospect. You can kind of look back on it and kind of think, like, yeah, you know, I made a few points here. I kind of digressed a little bit on the point there. But for the most part, I think that just talking something out can kind of get that. So what do I see myself doing in the next 20 minutes? The next 20 minutes, I'll be leaving work. I'm sitting here at my temporary desk next to my cousin, who just looked at me. She threw her eyeball at me just now. But I'll be going home. I'll be heading home. I'll clean up a little bit, prepare myself for tonight. Me and the fellas. That's, you know, my friend Mark, my cousin Fito, my cousin slash future brother-in-law Manny. We're all gonna go have a fellas night out and watch the new Iron Man movie. But come to think of it, that just doing that for me is relaxing. Even though we're out, even though we're not resting, I'm relaxed right there. I'm in my element. I'm kind of just letting things go, not thinking about my impending marriage. I don't know. It's just something. What I see myself doing? I see myself doing that. And, I mean, that's just in the short term. In the long term, I mean, yeah, of course, I've got all the major points about life, but in the short term, I think that's what we got to focus on right now, is the short term. Because so many people have so many things they want to do in life. Like get married, find that special someone, get that job, whatever. But what can you do right now? What can you do right now? You know, those baby steps. And mine right now is just relax. But, you know, think about that for yourself. I follow this guy on YouTube named Zay Frank. And he has a lot of insight on stuff. And I watched a video recently that kind of impacted me. And he talked about, you know, the bonds of creativity. You know, if you want to be creative and you want to do something, you have to start doing it. You know, his major thing was, if you want to start writing, if you want to be an author, you got to start writing. And it's true. If you got to do anything, you got to start writing. If you want to be an amazing guitar player, you got to start playing guitar. You can't just think about it. Like, man, I want to go practice. And you don't practice. You know, I mean, people that are greats are the kind of people that even that are not practicing, but yet they're practicing all the time, meaning that, like, if they're sitting there watching TV, they have their guitar in their hand, they're just fiddling. You know, it's getting that guitar to be part of you, part of who you are. It's what you do. It's a lifestyle. You know, me personally, I want to lift weights. I want to be big old bulky Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I don't even lift my butt up off the couch to get the remote across the thing, and I got to change that. You know, my long-term goal, what I want to do 20 years from now, is be fit and in shape. But what am I doing now? It's definitely not anything that's pointing me in the right direction. But, I think for right now, a movie is good enough. I'm going to go see Iron Man with the fellas, probably drink a big 30-gallon tub of Coke, and enjoy myself. Even though it's going against everything I'm saying right now, I think I'll start working out tomorrow.